That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey guys, today Claude and I are really excited to bring you something very special. We want to tell you about the new podcast, Celebrity Book Club. Celebrity Book Club is hosted by writer, comedian, and filmmaker Chelsea Devantes and her friends while they recap and celebrate the memoirs of badass celebrity women like Mariah Carey, Jessica Simpson, Demi Moore, Gabrielle Union, and many more. You know at The Toast, we absolutely love and adore a celebrity memoir.
Nothing better. Nothing we love more.
There's nothing we love more, so a podcast talking about the books that we love so much is a no-brainer. These are ladies we all know and love who have been torn down by the tabloids, dissected by social media, all while facing career obstacles, broken relationships, and incredible triumphs. Chelsea and her guests break down the highlights of these memoirs while incorporating stories from their own lives that made each book hit close to home. You can read along or just listen, but either way, you'll definitely want to join this book club. You know what? Enough from us. Let's let the show speak for itself. We have here a hilarious and touching clip from Celebrity Book Club. Let's take a listen.
Enjoy.
I cried multiple times reading this book. And because hearing her voice also, like, she genuinely, like, she's gone through some really crazy, really hard stuff in her life. And we're skipping over a lot of it. People should buy this book.
Oh, yeah. But as much as we're dishing, so much is in the book we're leaving behind.
She's telling us about it. Not because, like, she's a celebrity and at some point you have to write a memoir. I think she genuinely, I believe, wants to help people with her story. And you can feel that through the whole thing, that she's like, don't make this mistake. Don't do this. And she really is helping people through so many different kinds of things in the way she wrote this book.
I totally agree. And this is also why this genre is my favorite genre, because the best of these books are the best self-help book you've ever read in your entire life. Because it's hard to take advice. It's hard to change. It's hard to have seismic shifts. And if you're reading it through the lens of Nick Lachey being a total piece of shit, it's easier to digest and become yours. And just the idea that, like, the sun will come, I just, so touching. Okay, so it's 2006. She's 25, she's divorced, and she is living it up. She alludes that she dated every single person in Hollywood that she ever wanted to date, and I just love that.
I love it.
Nick,
she also gets her, like, first own house, which is amazing, and I truly believe every woman should live alone for some period of time and just experience aloneness. And so I love when she, like, finally gets to have that. And then she fucks every dude in town, which is even better.
And I totally agree with you on that living alone part. Nick, meanwhile, writes a divorce album. It's like his big solo move is talking about his divorce. And the songs are about, like, how much he fucking hates her. And this dude comes over to her house and he's like, Jess, I just want you to hear the divorce album from me. He plays her the songs, making eye contact with her. He's like, and now listen to this hit. Now listen to this song. He's like singing them to her or whatever. He gets to a song where he's literally just like, I hate her. I'm so annoyed by her, whatever. Then Jessica writes in the book, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to make him feel better. So I slept with him. And I, at this point in the book, I'm like running around in the house like, yes, yes. Like the amount of horrible, horrible, horrible men who looked me in the face and in some way or the other was like, I'm horrible. And I was like, great, let's make out. You want to fuck? It's like
well, let's make it better.
Yeah. Like she wanted to make it better. She didn't know what else to do. And I just loved her for admitting that. And it also made me laugh at Nick Lachey singing to her.
Also, like a theme in the book, we're going to talk about John Mayer, but with John Mayer and Nick Lachey, she's like, he was such a good writer. And I just wasn't as good of a writer as him or whatever. And I will give him, John Mayer is a very good songwriter. Nick Lachey.
Nick Lachey.
Come on.
Come on. We're jealous of that.
Yes, we're going to have higher self-esteem than looking up to Nick Lachey as a songwriter.
100%. 100%. Celebrity Book Club is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all coffee drinkers. If you've been trying to enhance your daily coffee routine, then Quest has got your back with their brand new iced coffees. Now available in two delightfully delicious flavors that'll be sure to add an extra pep in your step. Vanilla latte and mocha latte. Quest has been on a mission to help fuel you with protein-forward foods you'll love. Each bottle of Quest iced coffee is packed with 200 milligrams of caffeine, the same amount as 2 cups of regular coffee, plus 10 grams of protein per serving to help you supercharge your day. And did I mention that they only contain 1 gram of sugar? It might just be time to cheat on your iced coffee with iced coffee. Find Quest iced coffees on Amazon.com/Quest Nutrition. That's Amazon.com/Quest Nutrition.